Good morning. I'm Linda Perry with WBAI News. Temperatures will be in the low 40s today. There's a chance of rain after 3 p.m. It will rain tonight. On Thursday and Friday, it'll be mostly sunny with temperatures in the lower 50s. It's a major win for Blacks and Latinos who want to join the fire department, a settlement for a 7-year-old discrimination case brought by the Vulcan Society, the Black Firefighters Group. Approximately 1,500 minorities who took New York City Fire Department exams will be eligible to receive back pay totaling $98 million. In his memorandum and order issued yesterday, Judge Nicholas Garofis praised the bravery, the service to the people of New York and to the city shown again and again by the FDNY. Nonetheless, he said there's been one persistent stain on the fire department's record. He said for decades, Black and other minority firefighters have been severely underrepresented in the department's ranks. The judge laid out alarming statistics. 25% of the population in New York City is Black, but only 3% of firefighters are Black. In other words, in a city of over 8 million people and out of a force with 8,998 firefighters, there are only 303 Black firefighters. Judge Garofis said this pattern of underrepresentation has remained essentially unchanged since at least the 1960s. The court found that fire department written exams had discriminatory effects on certain applicants and failed to test for relevant job skills. The judge held that the use of firefighters' examinations constitutes a pattern and practice of intentional discrimination against Blacks in violation of the 14th Amendment to the Constitution, Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, and state and city human rights laws. Attorney Richard Levy represents the Vulcan Society.
Finally, a judge has courageously but correctly said, what you have done is clear evidence of an intent to maintain a discriminatory system. And what the city has done basically is preserve an all-white preserve in this city, and that's the fire department. There's nothing like it in any other agency. There's nothing like it in any other city in the country. And I think it's extremely important that a judge has finally said, this is not accidental. You knew this was happening. People have told you how to do it correctly, and you have said, we don't care.
John Coombs is president of the Vulcan Society. He says the fire department is not a family business.
It's a city agency. Because one was born from parents or he has a lineage in the fire department, he or she is not automatically qualified to be a firefighter. For that reason, we're encouraging city residents to look deeper to see whether or not they're interested in this position. There are countless individuals in the Black community and other communities who were turned down. As you know, our city is growing in diversity. It is shameful in this day and age for our department to not represent that diversity.
Coombs says they've suggested a number of ways to solve the problem of discrimination, but none of them were accepted during the Bloomberg years. Attorney Levy says there are a number of ways to fix the situation by changing the entrance exam.
The most important qualification for firefighters are physical skills. If they were to do their rank ordering and hiring based on how you do on your physical skills, there would be very little or no adverse discrimination either way. Instead, they use some arcane written questions having to do with things like deductive reasoning and reading comprehension, which is not used on the job. The most important skill on the job, by the way, in a cognitive way, is oral comprehension and oral communication, because that's how firefighters communicate at a fire. Does the city test for this? No. Do the other cities in the country test for this? Yes. Is there a lot less racial impact when you test for oral as opposed to written comprehension skills? Yes.
The city has now pledged to implement reforms in the FDNY's recruiting policies to further diversify the ranks and make them more representative of the city's population. Mayor Bill de Blasio, who has yet to appoint a fire commissioner, and his corporation counsel, Zachary Carter, praised the settlement as a way to diversify station houses. In a statement, de Blasio said the brave men and women of the FDNY work tirelessly to keep us safe from harm's way, and our administration is committed to ensuring every New Yorker who seeks to take on this heroic role has a fair opportunity to join the ranks. Besides back pay, the settlement calls for more than $6 million to cover lost medical payments, fringe benefits, and interest for those who took the test in 1999 and 2002. It also allows for firefighters to be assigned to firehouses in neighborhoods where they live. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.